meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
A sunnier side to abandon Manitoba this morning. Gordon Goldsborough is here to tell us more. Hello, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So remind us of the clue from last week.
I said that a building that was designed by a famous architect provided no guarantee that that building would escape abandonment, as we would see today.
But there is going to be an optimistic side to this story, right, Gordon, right?
Yeah, a little bit, maybe.
Okay. I'll take it. So which abandoned building are we talking about?
We are referring to what I think is a very attractive one-story brick and cinder block building at Mariapolis. And for those who don't know where Mariapolis is, it's along Highway 23, about 90 miles southwest of Winnipeg. Now, this building is kind of interesting. It's partially obscured by trees. The trees look like they've kind of gone wild. They needed a desperate pruning. The parking lot, which used to be gravel, has now been basically reclaimed by the grass. Basically, the building looks like it hasn't been used in a few decades. It sits on the edge of town, and a sign over its front entrance proclaims it as the Indian Springs School. So when I saw the building, I thought, okay, it's a school. But I couldn't find out anything more about it. And that turned out that the Indian Springs part is only a small part of the whole story of it. And so for quite a while, I was frustrated in not being able to find information. A breakthrough came a few weeks ago when I met a woman named Edna DeRocher. She's the postmistress at Mariapolis, and she very generously gave me a copy of the Mariapolis history book. It provided a wealth of information, and then Ms. DeRocher herself provided a lot of useful details as well to let me round out this story.
So what did the book tell you?
Well, first of all, it told me that the building had been built in 1962 as Mariapolis Collegiate. The idea was that it was a school for high school students from the local area, from Mariapolis, as well as from nearby towns like St. Alphonse, Bruxelles, Swan Lake, Greenway, and then around, you know, the surrounding rural areas as well. It was a typical school. It had four classrooms, it had a library, a science lab, and then a very large sort of double-size multi-purpose room. The surprising thing was the book said that the school had operated for just 5 years. So it opened in 62, it closed in 67. And at that point, the students from the school were bused to high schools at Somerset or at Notre Dame. Another interesting detail that I learned from Ms. DeRocher is that the schools at Somerset and Notre Dame were apparently built on the same plan as the one at Mariapolis. And that intrigued me, you know, because if they're built similarly, that must mean that they were built by the same person.
So what happened to the high school after it closed in 1967?
Well, I'm told, according to the local history book, that it was used for a couple of years for special education classes before those students were transferred to Somerset. And then, basically, the building sat empty for about 5 years.
What happened next?
Well, the owner of the building was the local school division, what was called at that time the Mountain School Division. In 1974, they sold the building to a sportswear firm here in Winnipeg, and they converted it into a sewing factory known as Mariapolis Sportswear. The idea was that they actually manufactured clothing there. So in addition to making clothing, they also had a retail store. So you could actually go and you actually buy things like blue jeans, parkas, towels, mitts, hats, socks. Well, in fact, an interesting little detail I came across is that they even offered professional grade scissor sharpening. So if you needed sharp scissors, they could help you out. And this became a very major local employer too, you know, because in small communities, there often isn't a large source of employment. And so apparently the workers at this sewing factory came from all over the communities in the surrounding area. It operated until 1980. So in other words, about 5 to 6 years. And at that time, the building was purchased by the Swan Lake First Nation. And that's when it gained the name Indian Springs School. Basically, it was converted back from a sewing factory back into a school. And they used it for kids from grades 1 to 8. They used it for nursery school, kindergarten. May have also been used for a period of time for special needs students. And it operated into the early 1990s when a school was built on the Swan Lake Reserve, at which time this building was closed. So basically, this building has been abandoned now for a little over 25 years.
Now, you said in the clue at the beginning that there was a famous architect involved somehow. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, this was a question that I had not considered before. And, you know, I often am curious about buildings, particularly ones that are attractive like this one. Who designed them? Well, I didn't know anything about it. But now that I learned that it was built in 1962, I could narrow down the search. So I basically searched historical newspapers for a public call for tenders. Basically, if the school division was going to build a school, they would put out the word saying, hey, any contractors out there who want to bid on the project, here's how you find out about the project. Here's how you get some blueprints for it. You contact the architect. And so therefore, if you can find an ad for tenders, you can often identify the architect. And in fact, I found one. And it turned out, I was rather surprised to learn that the architect was none other than Etienne Gaboury. Well, he's been described by the Winnipeg Architecture Foundation as Manitoba's greatest architect.
We actually did a feature on him here on the Weekend Morning Show a while back. But tell us a little bit more about him.
He's now living in retirement, but Mr. Gaboury was born on a farm near Bruxelles, actually not far from Mariapolis, so he has a real family connection to the Mariapolis area. He was the youngest in a family of 13 children. He studied architecture at the University of Manitoba, and then he went to the prestigious École des Beaux-Arts in Paris, France. And then he began practicing as an architect around 1960. And over the course of a long and distinguished career, he has designed many striking buildings, including, of course, the Royal Canadian Mint here in Winnipeg, and then embassies around the world. You know, he's really a very distinguished architect.
So from the Royal Mint to the Mariapolis Collegiate?
Yes. Well, this was 1962, so this was shortly after he began practicing. So obviously he hadn't sort of reached the height of his achievement. The Mountain School Division, as I said, commissioned him to design not just this school, but four schools. So again, Ms. DeRocher had told me that the other schools looked alike. And sure enough, he designed all of them. The four schools were the one at Notre Dame, Saint-Claude, Somerset, and of course, Mariapolis. And they all have a sort of a similar look, although there actually are differences between them. I had been led to believe maybe they were identical, but no, they're not really identical. They're similar, but not exactly alike. But the thing that I quite like about them is that they pick up Mr. Gaboury's sort of style of architecture, which has been described as heliocentric. And what that basically means is he emphasizes sunshine in his buildings. And this is very true of the Mariapolis Collegiate. In the central core of the building, the roof is raised on large wooden beams above the rest of the building so that ample sunshine just streams into the interior. You know, it makes it really bright and cheery. And you know, and the funny thing is that although I could only look in from the exterior windows, I could tell that the center was really quite bright. And I thought, that's really interesting because usually the central core of an abandoned building is all dark and foreboding. The entrance is also very attractive, and in fact, it was this detail that first attracted me to the building. It's a really nice building. It's sad to see it standing derelict. You know, it would really be nice if someone could find a use for this really architecturally inspired building sitting vacant at Mariapolis.
I love this concept of heliocentric, the emphasis of sunshine. See, I knew there was a bright and cheery aspect to this abandoned building.
It is a very beautiful building. It deserves a better treatment than it's been getting. So hopefully, maybe somebody out there listening will go, hey, I could use this, and has it a famous architect name attached to it? Why not?
What's the clue for next week, Gordon?
Well, there's an abandoned community near Churchill that is a reminder of a misguided attempt by the federal government to relocate Indigenous people. And we're going to talk about it next week.
Gordon, thank you.
See you then.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in my